Red Deer's mosquito population has thankfully not exploded despite rainy periods in July. The city uses a microbial pesticide called Bacillus thuringiensis israelensis, BTI, to treat stagnant water, where mosquitoes will hatch, to help control the population. BTI, a non-chemical product that only kills mosquitoes, is used on aquatic larvae during the mosquito life cycle before they emerge as adults. Since spring, we added about 4 additional small, summer treatment campaigns due to the ongoing rains. Even though we've seen a fair bit of rain, it has actually absorbed into the soil quite readily, so we're not seeing a lot of that pooling happening, said John Eastwood, the city's Parks Department superintendent. Overall, I think we're doing okay. With a drier than normal spring, only about a third of the usual number of wet areas needed to be treated at that time, he added. Areas known to accumulate water continue to be monitored and inspected while city staff travel around the city, and will be treated when necessary. Future hatching and controls are dependent on how much more precipitation we get through the summer. Eastwood said mosquitoes that sometimes transmit West Nile virus are also monitored and sent out for testing. Right now, efforts have shown the virus is not a concern. On private property, residents can help by eliminating areas where adult females' mosquitoes may lay their eggs by covering rain barrels with screens or empty them at least once a week. Removing containers that can collect water. Cleaning out leaf debris, which causes water to sit in rain gutters. Emptying bird baths or other standing water weekly. Standing water will produce breeding grounds for larva activity. Minimize those pools of water wherever they may be, Eastwood said.